This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A suspect is in custody after a high-speed collision in Rocky Mountain National Park yesterday. Law enforcement said a 23-year-old entered the park through the Grand Lake entrance and recklessly sped along all 48 miles of Trail Ridge Road. When he reached the Estes Park entrance, he hit a police spike trap and crashed into another car. All three people inside that vehicle were hospitalized, one with critical injuries. The suspect evaded law enforcement until his arrest this afternoon near where he crashed. Meanwhile, a Colorado State Patrol officer suffered minor injuries this weekend during a shootout in Westminster. Officials say Corporal Ty Simcox was parked in the center median along Highway 36 when a man in a pickup truck shot at him. After the pair exchanged gunfire, the suspect was struck and died at the scene. Simcox has been discharged from the hospital. West Nile virus keeps popping up in Colorado. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Mosquitoes in Arapahoe County have tested positive for West Nile virus. No cases in humans have been reported in Centennial, but that city recommends residents take precautions to avoid mosquito bites when outside. Health officials suggest avoiding peak mosquito hours by staying indoors at dawn and dusk. Also avoid standing water and empty it if you find it outside your home. This year, Colorado has recorded 14 hospitalizations due to the virus and 2 deaths. The state led the nation in deaths last year with 51, and nearly 400 people were hospitalized after contracting the virus. There is no vaccine. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org. Stay with us for All Things Considered.